My name is Don Patterson, and I'm the former tribal chairman, chief, if you will, of the Tonkawa tribe. I served in that capacity for approximately 16 years, although not at the same time, or at least not continuously, but over a period of time. I'm also a veteran. I served 6 years in the United States Air Force. My nephew, Labrador Flores, also a veteran in the United States Army. We're most privileged to be here today. And so I just offer you this thought. If you look in the news, I was over at the hotel just a few minutes ago and I turned on the news, and it seems like almost always the only thing that you seem to see in the news is negativity. And especially here just in these recent times, there is quite a bit of contentiousness between various segments of society. I think you know what I'm talking about. There's a lot of societal unrest in general across this nation. But I say to you, together, if we remain at least calm, disciplined, understanding, sensitive, and loving toward one another, all of that will change for the better. A case in point. Over 150 years ago, the policy of Texas in those days toward the Indians was eradication. If not by genocide, then at least by removal. And the policy then was to remove all of the Indians from within the boundaries of the state of Texas. Those of you who are familiar with the history can certainly affirm this. Even my tribe, the Tonkawa people, who originated, who understand the creation origin of the people, their people, my people, the Tonkawa people, was in the heart of Texas. They too were removed. Removed from the boundaries of the state of Texas into a reservation in Oklahoma. Even after they had served the Texans for over 3 or 4 decades, honorably in the Indian Wars, as has been mentioned. But the case point I want to make is that was the attitude then. Today, they are erecting a statue to my people. It's been a long time coming. And so we're proud to be here. Thank you very much.